Continuing Simon Reish Beis, we are up to Sif Yud Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol haperis shetovim chayim muvashalim, kegoin tapuchim v'agasim." All fruits that are enjoyed, both when they are raw or cooked. An example is would be an apple or a pear. So bein chayim bein muvashalim v'ar pirat. So whether you're eating it raw in a fruit salad or you're eating it cooked in a baked apple. However, let's say these food items, nobody consumes them raw. The fruit is only consumed when it is cooked. It's usually more applicable with vegetables. But let's say you have a fruit or a vegetable that only is enjoyed when it is cooked. So then, if you eat it when it is raw, if you eat it after it has been cooked, so you are consuming it in the way that it was intended to be consumed with the chashivas of the fruit, so then Bari Priya Eitz, you would make a bracha of Bari Priya Eitz. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Aleph, Shetayim Chayim Uvashalom, Afilim Tayim Yoyz Kishim Uvashalom, even if it's better one or the other, but since Kevin Shek Kishim Chayim Toivim Gamkin, that as long as it's still good and people eat it when it's raw, V'harbi B'nei Adam Erichon Nisam Kain, and many people eat it like this, so you still make the bracha of Bari Priya Eitz. An example he gave, or two examples, tapuchim va'agasim, apples and pears, shekarim barnes, shoyis and pears, tovim gam kein lechol kishim chayim. They're better to eat it when it's chayim, but since people eat it cooked, and many people eat it cooked, you make the bracha where it creates either way. Vishmini tapuchim shem chamutzim. There are some apples, depending on the season, and they are chamutz. They are bitter. Ve'ein ru'oyim lechol aroyv mini odom kishim chayim. People don't eat it when it is raw. Rak ayi bishim v'varch shakuk shem chaim. So depending on the fruit, or the onion or the vegetable, you have to figure out: do people eat it as is, or they only eat it when it's cooked? V'ayin lekamam sim reishimu. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Then in tapuch hayar, wild fruits. Then ein derech. But certainly, sharoi bnei adam she'ochanu sim kishem v'shalom. So most people only eat it when it is cooked. The example Rav Moshe Feinstein gave many years ago was carrots. Today people eat carrots raw as well. But that was the example he gave. So kishem chayim, atam kimish derech chilas oisim peres or bnei adam who are the bishul dafka. People only consume this after it has been cooked. Mikra ikar pri kozman shalei balach lazeh. It's not called ikar pri, and therefore you would make a shahakov. Vayim eli rabbis and reshei b'chay adam shadat nafilim tovim gamkin lechachayim. Even if theoretically you could eat it raw, kimish derech roiv bnei adam lechol oisim the bishul dafka. Since most people only eat it through bishul, b'varach shahakov you would make a shahakov. And there is a shtick. Some people will take vegetables, let's say a potato, or other vegetables that really nobody eats it raw, then you slice it very thinly and you start eating it raw. Since most people do not eat it raw, you would make a shahakol at most. You would not make a bari priyadam or bari priyates if it was a fruit. Kishehimu v'shalom bari priyates v'adinim hayo lehafich. Was the other way? There are chilas b'nei adam ba'osin apiris v'rak kishen chayim. Let's say you have a watermelon or a mango. Nobody eats that cooked. You only eat it raw. You only make the hayates or the hadama when it is raw. Kishehimu v'shalom. After you've cooked it, you ruined it, so you make a shahakov. Even if you took one of the shivas aminim, and you'd have theoretically, let's say it would ruin the pomegranate to cook it, so after having cooked it, you would make a shahakov and a burn of fashas. Sif yud gimel in the Shulchan Aruch, ego is gomer. You have a nut that has completely grown. Hamatugam bedvash, so it's grown completely, so it's a ha'etz, and now you fried it in oil. Vanikra, and they call it Nuendo, return a lemmer, nuit, okay. Whatever this is, mavari chalav bari priyait. It gets the bracha bari priyait. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Samach Vav, return a lemmer, nuit, pirish, akvar nigmar geduloi. It's fully developed. You toss the shell. Veloichin hagarin, you take the seed. Umetagne medvash. And you fry it in oil. Venikra beloshin ashkenaz, nuit, it's called nuit. And Lashon Ashkenaz. Okay? Mavari Chalav. So this gets the bracha of Bari Priheit. So Avagat Degoiz and Darkon Lechon Chayim. Even though people eat nuts when they are raw. So what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is that if you would have cooked it in water and made a nut soup, you could make a shahakol on these nuts. But frying it in honey, when you fry it in honey, you made it better. Bahavaleh, honey roasted nuts. Bahavaleh, kedavar shatoyvim chayim uvashalom. Now you've made it into an object, into a food that is enjoyed both when it is raw and when it is cooked. V'gam kamash lo lo yimin bezed davash ikker. Another chiddush is, I would have thought the honey is the ikker because that's the sweetness. So the chiddush is. Here the honey is not coming. You're not eating honey. You want nuts. You want the nuts to be sweetened. Havale ha'ego is ikur. They noticed ikur by dvash tuffel. Mavarchin bar preitz, and you make a bar preitz on honey roasted almonds. Vua din komini peres b'chaygavno. Same thing would apply with other fruits as well. If you would cook a strawberry, you'd make a shahakl on it. And tignum b'shem nidvash. If you fried it in honey or oil, and now it tastes better. Mavarich brachos or oil, and then you make the proper bracha of the eitz or the hadama. Bar pri eitz kosos racharim lafilo in ego shalim. Even if the ego is not complete, ala kosos reshaver, it's slivered almonds. Kamoshi derech lasa kishem tagman son lafilochi loy nishtan es brachos. Don't change the bracha. However, mila kaponim kri inish lehi katus v'shachav yoyser. It shouldn't be almond flour. She nikri ala kaponim ktsas. It should be recognizable. At least a little bit to see what the nut was. The vamach she'inikar tsurasa lagamri. If he completely cannot see what it was, lost the tsura. So then emavar chalav el shakol. The bracha on that item would be a shakol. Sif yadalid in shulchan aruch egois. You have a egois rach, a soft nut. Shemavashim with vash rekhani loy nus muskado emavar chalav shakol. So this is different than sif yigimol. Sif yigimol, the nut was fully developed, and now you had eighth item. But in this case, the ego is rach. Due to the fact that it's not fully developed, you make a shahakol. Ramah says, v'chein oysan egoizim, those nuts, shem avashim edvash boidim yirukim. They cook them while they are still yaruk, they are still green. Avarachim shahakol, you would make a shahakol nimedvare on those items. Mishnah Brewers have gotten samach test. Ego is rach, so nigam gedulei. It's not fully developed. The klipasa dani and akasha. The shell is not become hard. So they take it together with the shell and they fry it, but it's not really a fruit at that point. Nus muskad. Ein ze ego is muskad ta'amar b'sif yizayin. That's a different type of nut. The sham pre gamor. That's a real pre. Next, mavar chalav shahako. You make a shahako. You made it good. Now you honey roasted it. It's eaten together with the shell. It's not really a fruit. And that's not the way the farmers will plant it with that in mind. It's they want to have good almonds. So now you are using it for unintended use. And kavana, intent, plays a role in Hilchos Brachos, and therefore you make a shahavak. For sure, it should be a light to get in a royal club. Rach lachilosh shemar, you can't even eat it without frying it. It tastes bitter. Therefore you make a shahavak. That's only due to the fact that this wasn't fully developed, and nobody plans for this intent. If they only use it, if it's a good fruit, but it's just not yet edible unless you fry it. Because there it's a fruit, you just can't eat it unless you add the honey and the oil. So now you make ha'etz on that, as we saw earlier, and we will see that again. He's just explaining what the mechaber is referring to.